Well, let's go back to that desert life then and talk about what the sort of day-to-day life was like. I mean, what did you get to eat, first of all?
It depended. If you were in a camp for a while, you got a better rations. You got meat and veg and corned beef and biscuits.
Bully beef, was it?
Yeah. Oh. Fried bentos. And biscuits and such. And always plenty of tea.
Tea?
Yes, you made your own tea.
So there was plenty of water for tea then?
Well, you used your water bottle wisely.
Aye.
But mostly went on tea.
Well, was there a water ration then?
Yes, so, well, a pint a day at one time when you were on the move, a pint a day, that was for your shaving and washing and your drinking.
That wouldn't be enough in a desert heat though, would it?
No. So you had to do,
one water wagon to dispense water to the whole battery, you see.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. And then improved it.
And then he had to find a place to get the water. He'd have to go miles and miles before he could find the water, you see.
Yeah. Did you find days when you got no water at all or not?
You always got some.
Well, we always preserved a little just in case an eventuality came up like that. But
we used to fill the jetty cans with them, and any cans at all that we could fill with water, you know.
So you must have been thirsty a lot of the time.
Oh, I'll say.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Did you ever see a beer at all out there?
Very rarely.
The nappy truck would arrive, or somebody would arrive from the nappy, and you might have a bottle of beer, a man or something like that.
Yes.
You know? But when we were stationed on the canal, we were a little better off because there were supplies there in sewers and portside, and we could always draw something.
Yes. And but when the Yanks came in, then our food was better. We got some of their rations.
they were well treated, weren't they?
They had marvellous.
They had rations, and they had everything.
Right, what about the Blushans, boys? What was their situation?
Well, if you got a chance to wipe your face over, that was it. It was, and if by any chance you got near the sea, you might get a chance of a run-in, just a little dip in the sea. That's about all you got, you see.
Yeah.
And we used to take our shirts and so on, shorts off, and wash them in some petrol that we used to find there, and throw them out. They'd be dry in a few minutes and put back on. No wonder they were all covered with desert straws.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. Yes.
I occasionally had a swim in the Suez Canal.
Did you?
Yeah, across the width at Ismailia. Yeah. Yes. So,
what were the toilet arrangements?
Well, you had to dig a hole and hope that you got a peaceful sit there while you were waiting. You didn't get disturbed by shot or...
So you dug a hole, covered it over and left it there, didn't you?
Yes.
So that was the situation with any...
Fertile desert.
Yeah. What about the officers? Same thing for them?
Same thing. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It might unless you were in the camp, then you had a sort of a sanitary orderly who would put a sort of a canvas thing round you and to keep you out of sight.
That's all you could do.
Did you get sandstorms?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Very quickly.
Yes, sandstorms and flies.
What do you do in a sandstorm?
You bed down anything. And put your back to it and stay there.
Yeah.
But whirl everything around about, your food and everything will be covered with this stuff.
Yeah. And the flies, what were they?
Oh, terrible. Hmm. Yeah, you used to eat with your right arm if you were right-handed and keep ward the flies off with the left hand while you were getting their mouth full up.
Did discipline get lax then in those days out there?
You had a job to do and you just carried on with it. You were never reminded of what you had to do. You knew exactly what you had to do, especially if you're on the move.
Do you have any particular vivid memory now that you've kept all these years?
Well, it all depends what you mean, what of.
I mean, if when you think about those days, what's the first thing that flashes into your mind?
Well, my first thought was when we were left Glasgow to sail to the Middle East, and I sat there wondering where we were going and would we ever come back.
Mm.
It was a terrible night I experienced that first night at sea. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But another occasion was going into Salerno Bay in Italy.
That's right,
sailing past HMS Warspite, and she was firing a 16-inch guns in the broadside, you know, and they were tremendous. And I thought they were landing the other side of those hills, but they weren't. They were landing this side of the hills.
Yeah.
There's a German armored division sitting there waiting for us.
Really? Yes.
And we went in on the American boat. Half of them were already riveted together, I think. They were water was coming in as we were shoving it into the to the beach.
Yeah.
They dropped the gantlet. They wouldn't come in too close, but that was the trouble. They dropped us out in the water that was a bit too deep. And then we had to go in. Well, as we went in, we were straight onto the beach. The enemy were firing down on us. They had the control of that.
Yes, yes. What about correspondence and getting letters home and contact with anything?
Well, sometimes you'd get through okay, but other times it'd be a long delay before you could get anything in or out.
Yeah. Yes, they developed eventually an aircraft, didn't they? Which was photographed and sent home in batches. So
yes,
that, that sort of meant prompt delivery, more or less. But I, when we were in Italy, I had a cake sent to me by my aunt in Australia the year before my birthday, and it arrived 2 days after my birthday, but a year later. We sat down and ate it promptly.